testing, 1-2, testing, 1-2-3, testing, 1-2, testing, 1-2-3. Well, Mom, Dad, and everybody, here it is Sunday. Another day, I just got through writing Linda a letter. And I had wrote y'all one yesterday while I was at work, and I put a couple little lines on the side of it there. Me and Tommy started this tape last night, and I told y'all only I'd try to finish it today. Right now, we're waiting for work. We go to work at 1 o'clock, just like always, on Sunday. We have to stay right around here until 1. Naturally, got to get church over and first one thing or another, but be going to work here in a little bit, so maybe I have a little bit of time to say a few words on this mic today. I'm waiting for mail call right now. It's 11:25, and mail call ought to be in about the next 30, 35 minutes, so as soon as they have a mail call, I'll hook them on up there to the old Connex box and see if I got any mail. After that, we'll go to work here in a little while. I hope y'all are all doing fine there at home. We're doing all right over here. Boy, it sure is hot this morning. It's a scorcher today. I'm telling you, I believe it's getting hotter over here every day. The old monsoon season just about over now. Won't be long. It'll be over, and I guess it'll be getting up to about 125, 135 degrees. That's what they say, anyhow. I dread that, but like I said in the letter, as soon as monsoon season's over, that just brings me that much closer to being home. I'm hoping I get that tape from y'all today with Luther and Betty and kids on it, all of you. You know, you said something about it in the letter I got yesterday. I'm anxious for the mail box to open to see if I got, you know, that tape from y'all, because I'll have about an hour then until time before I go to work, so I have time to listen. Looks like I'm going to have to get some more batteries from my recorder. Looks like the batteries on this is getting weak. After I made y'all that tape last night, well, the parts that I made, I let Tommy make a little bit to his mother and dad, and I said a few words to him on it. And after he got through, well, I went in the tent there, and lights is out and everything. You know, just about everybody's asleep. I laid there last night and listened to all the tapes that I've got since I've been here. I listened to one that y'all sent me, and I listened to one that brother and sis sent me. Listened to ones I've got from Linda and everything. Good way to spend a Saturday night since I can't be at home, you know, to spend it. And I just kind of laid there last night like I was sitting there talking to y'all. I put my weird phone in my tape recorder and laid there. I really enjoyed it. It really does help to hear y'all's voices from back home. I'm glad that we all got a tape recorder now and can send these tapes back and forth. It really does mean a lot, you know, to hear the voices and first one thing and another. Got an old buddy out here. He must have a day off today. He's about 50, 60 meters down from me, laying out here on his air mattress getting a suntan. I think that's pretty silly, really. I mean, you're going to get a suntan over here anyway you go, but I guess he's playing like he's out on the beach somewhere or something. I don't know. I don't understand a lot of things some of the guys do. There's a lot of the boys over here getting short. Some of them don't have 30, 40 days and they'll be going back to state. Boy, they're just about happy as they can be. You ought to see the way a lot of them's acting. They carrying the short stick around, first one thing or another. Matter of fact, I see one of the old boys out in the tent right now. Old Joseph, he's out there twirling his short stick. I think he's got 19 days left. I think he lives in California somewhere. But he's really, really happy he's going home. A lot of them, though, they don't take going home like that. I think they ought to. A lot of them, well, I guess at one time I would have done the same thing. But a lot of them get to disobeying orders and first one thing or another just because they're short, you know. They get to hit an old bottle pretty heavy. That's bad. But I guess they just try and make the last few days pass as fast as they can so they can get on back to the States. I know that when I get back, I'll be happy to come, happy to do anything, make the time pass. And I know the time's going to pass awful slow. The last few days that I have to spend over here, it's passing awful slow now. But as long as I can keep busy, everything will be all right. I'm having a little trouble thinking of anything to say on this today. I don't know. I said just about all, you know, that I had last night, the first one thing or another. But, oh, by the way, tonight we've got a show tonight at 9 o'clock over at the club. Well, there'll be a show they're putting on. It's the Five Aces. I don't know exactly what it's going to be like. You know, sometimes, well, about a month back now, there was some people come from the States. They come over here, put on a show for us, singing, first one thing or another. And I guess they just do it to kind of up the morale of the troops. But tonight, this is Korean that's going to put the show on tonight. They say that they're real good. They're real well known around this part of the world. It's the Five Aces. I don't know what it's going to be like. I guess I'll go over and take part in it. Anything to make the time pass. Hello, Kelly. How you doing? And so I'll go over and see you just a minute. Well, I had to turn that off for a couple of minutes. That's the planes on over. First one thing, another. But I'm back now, so maybe I can think something else to say. Well, I've been standing here trying to think something to say. Let me walk my tent. There's a couple boys sitting around. See if they want to say a word or two to people back home. Just a minute.
Man, I'm making tape back home. Y'all got anything y'all say to the world? Here, Colton, say a word or two.
Well, I don't know what to say, but, well.
Bad. Follow us?
Help, I want to get out of here.
Okay, Bob. It's Mother and Dad. Here. You talk to them.
Here we are sitting here again another Sunday afternoon, having a ball. Dean, he's been sitting around writing letters home, drinking some 7-Ups and RCs and Pepsi. He's turning into a real popaholic. I can't believe it. We've been eating pretty good around here. We got a hold of a canned ham and we were just eating that all up. Had a couple of steak fries here. And we're doing pretty good. We finally got rid of Horn. He took off for 30 days. Gonna go drill some holes with earth auger. Plant some downform holes.
Yeah,
and we Dean, he's gonna stick around there for a long time. Well, he ain't going no place. Today, he's gonna go out here and probably work on a bunker for guard duty, drain the water out of it. He's pretty happy around here. He's smiling all the time. I can tell he's happy. I guess I'll sign off for now and take her easy.
Well, I went in the tent there and I said a word or two to the boys, let them say something. Seems like they're all sitting around. These four of them been on the beer tent last night, I guess. And they probably got a hangover or something, but that's the way it goes over here. I guess they gotta figure some way to chase off their thoughts, first one thing or another, but I got more back home to think about than to go to the beer tent and get my old mind all messed up and everything. But I guess you heard old Bob there say I turned into a regular popaholic. Probably trying to say alcoholic, but anyway, they laughed at me and carry on with me because I sat around and drank 7-Ups and RCs, first one thing or another, but I got off that old beer for chain. I'm really proud to say I did. And like I said, I have more back home to think about than that. And I guess they try to wash their thoughts away in another way, but anyway, I kind of understand how they feel because I was that way one time myself. No more. I've learned to conquer it now. But anyway, say, by the way, y'all listen to the song in the background. And one of the boys there had a portable record player, and he had that record on. Just so happened he had it on when I went in there. And talking about I'm a lonely soldier, you know. Listen to it and say. There's another buddy of mine. He got the fine detail of burning the latrine down there today. I would say the, what would you call it, the waste disposal. Dad, you know what I'm talking about. He's, well, where are you from, Keller? New Jersey.
Yeah.
Say a word or two to my mother and dad.
Well,
come here, Paul.
Yeah, I don't know what you did, really. Except the burning details about the best detail over here. You don't do no work, that's for sure. It's the greatest.
Well, he didn't have much to say. Let me let Carl say something. Carl said something on the tape that I sent for this old Carl Stallings up there. Well, hello, folks. How's everything back in the States? Well, right now, it's kind of warm over here, but I know it can't be this bad back home. Don't worry about your boy. We're still looking after him, and I think he's going to get along just fine. Well, I guess that's about it for now. So long for now.
Well, I just come back from mail, Carl. I didn't get any mail. Maybe I got a bag of cookies from Linda, bless her heart. Little old things always send me cookies or something. Everybody in Payton's, everybody here in the company's kind of laughing at me. There's one package come in today, and just so happened it's mine. Didn't nobody else get no mail. I guess the mail's messed up down the line somewhere. I hope I get something to see tonight. I was really looking forward to getting that tape from y'all, but maybe it'll come this evening. These cookies are pretty good. Well, listen, y'all. I don't know much else to say, and I'm going to wait till after eating milk. I'll be going to work here in a few minutes. And after eating milk, I'll try to come out here tonight and finish this. So bye-bye for now, and I'll talk to y'all tonight. Well, y'all, here I am back. It's Sunday night now. I got the whole tent by myself. Just about, it looks like just about everybody's checked out of the old place. I guess everybody's gone over there to see the show I told y'all about. But I got a wonderful letter from Linda this evening. And I got a letter from Eddie and Sally. And I got y'all's tape. Well, I've sat down here and I've listened to the tape. So now I think that it's more important for me to make y'all a tape than to go over and see that show. Like I said, it's Cole Renz, and I've seen so many of these, well, whatever you want to call them, Oriental people. I call them gooks. I've seen so many of these gooks that I don't believe I'd enjoy the show anyway, so then go on around and watch it, and I'll make this tape to y'all. And I hope y'all enjoy it, because I'd rather sit here and talk to y'all just to go over there and try to take part in that. After I made the tape to y'all today, I got called out to the quarry. I went out to the quarry. I hauled one load of gravel back to the company area here. It was a load of gravel we're going to be building our mess hall with. I sure will be glad when that time gets here. I mean, pretty hard for anybody over in the mess hall to, the mess hall, we got a battalion mess hall now. And they cook for 900 people, and that's pretty hard, you know. And the chair ain't too swift. Brother and sis, y'all was on this tape I got tonight, Luther and Betty, and all of you was. And it really meant a lot to me to hear all of your voices. I'm gonna lay this off. I hope my batteries will last until it's over with. My battery's getting pretty low. After I play this, well, I'm gonna play y'all's back and give me a good night's rest. I'm pretty tired. But, brother and sis, I hope y'all enjoyed the tape I sent to y'all. And hey, Luke, you ain't got a 84, but I'll tell you one thing. You work for a good place. You work for the school boards. Tell all the guys up there I said hi. Tell them, well, I'll be back one of these days. My old time getting shorter every day. That's about all I can say. I just wish as there were that I could be there and work like I used to. You know, I like to work. I wish I was there driving one of them old trucks instead of here. I mean, these old trucks are a lot different. You know, I was on my way out to Quarry today, and I mean, I listened to y'all's tapes this morning. I just thought of what it'd be like to take y'all on a ride with me one day. I mean, when I say that, well, I mean, well, to take my recorder with me and record it as I was riding, I'm going to try that. I mean, I thought it'd be a lot of fun. And going down, explaining everything as I go, and everything that's going on, the people sitting on the side of the road, first one thing another. So y'all's next tape that you get from me, well, I'll probably be driving my truck. I don't know if you can hear it or not because my old truck makes a lot of noise. Let me turn this off. I have turned off because it's getting real short, but I got a lot of things to say. I wished I had another tape so I could say a lot more, but this meter's getting real short, so let me think what I want to say. It's more important right now. Brother and sister, I enjoyed the music y'all sent me, and I really got a kick out of it. A little old part off the television you sent there. Kind of give me a laugh, you know, and every little old laugh really means a lot. And I'll be glad when I get back home we can all sit around and laugh at those shows together. Boy, it's a night of silence here tonight. And like I said, everybody's gone over to the show and I'm sitting here by myself, so I got the old 10 all by myself tonight. I reckon this is about the quietest I've ever seen this 10. Right now, I'm going to say hi to Neva, Donnie, Ernest, and little Jimmy, Nelda, all of you. I love all of you. And old cuz Gene, he ain't forgot you. So just remember, I'm thinking about you. In the letter I got today, well, from Sally and Eddie, they said they was gonna tape some music when Eddie was playing, sent to me. Well, I reckon I'd really enjoy that. I know I would. I'd really enjoy it. I enjoy any music from back home. And boy, all I hear a bunch of nights out of the week and listen to it. I really enjoy it. I'm saying everything blunt now because this is about to run off. Y'all, it's gonna run off now in just a second. So when it does, well, I'm closing with all my love, and I might go out here and see if I can get another tape, and I'll start it tonight if I do, because I'm sitting here by myself. If I can't get one, well, I'll try to get one from the other boys, you know. If I can't get one, well, I'll send y'all one later on. Keep the tapes coming. I really enjoy them, and it really ups my morale. Mom, you don't know how bad I wished I could have been there to eat that good old common food with y'all. Well, I really miss them home-cooked meals. I'm going to have a bunch of them when I get back home, ain't I? I sure am looking forward to that time to get here. Well, there's not just a little bit of tape left, so as it closes, well, I want to say bye to all of you. I wish I had 100 people.